And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
DirecTV gives you access to apps like Netflix and live sports right next to each other.
I don't get it.
Let me put it in pigeon terms. It's like that one amazing dumpster with the old fruits and cardboard all in one place.
How am I supposed to keep up with illustrative metaphors when you are making me so hungry?
Get live TV and streaming apps together without a satellite. Visit DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet-connected Gemini device and separate paid subscription to watch Netflix on DirecTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
The Athletic.
Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Football Briefing from The Athletic. It's Wednesday, the 24th of April. I'm Adam Leventhal, and on today's show, Arsenal hit five past Chelsea to go three clear.
Everything is going Arsenal's way.
Pochettino is trying to put a brave face on it.
It's now over to Liverpool tonight, who I slot.
His impressive track record of developing young talent also goes in his favour.
As Emery commits at Villa.
They truly believe that Emery can be Aston Villa's Sir Alex Ferguson in terms of longevity.
This is the Daily Football Briefing with Adam Leventhal.
So we start in the Premier League at the Emirates, where Arsenal recorded their biggest ever win over Chelsea.
Trossard! And it came out for Ben White. Odegaard for Arsenal. And it's played a gem of a ball to Kai Havertz through the middle. And three for Arsenal. Havertz, chance. Two for him. Right across. And finished by Ben White. For his second, everything is going Arsenal's way.
So if you struggle to keep up, it was only 1-0 at half time thanks to Leandro Trossard's goal. Then there was two each for Ben White and Kai Havertz in 18 second half minutes. So it's Arsenal now with 77 points at the top, three ahead of Liverpool, who have the Merseyside derby tonight. More on that in a mo. Then Manchester City in third have 73 points, but they have those all-important two games in hand. The Athletic's Arsenal reporter, Art de Roche, was there.
It was a really important game for Arsenal just because they couldn't let Wolves on the weekend be a one-off. They had to back it up. There's really no room for error now. And the way they started the game with that midfield three, Thomas Partey, Martin Odegaard and Declan Rice, the first time that Arteta's played that trio since the Community Shield, it really set the tone. And then thankfully, getting a second and from there, the floodgates really opened. I think going into the weekend, it's really key that they had that momentum, because there has been some talk about them being a bit tired in the second half of games, particularly after the Bayern Munich second leg defeat and the Aston Villa defeat at the Emirates as well. So going into such a really massive North London derby, they needed that real extra impetus and energy, which I think all of those goals gave them in the second half. Really good night for Arsenal, but we'll see if they can back it up against Tottenham on Sunday.
But what about Chelsea? The pre-match hope from Maurizio Pochettino was that they could show they weren't Cole Palmer FC. But without him, just like the 20-goal man celebration, it was a chilling experience. They've now conceded 57 goals, their most in a Premier League season. Our Chelsea reporter Liam Toomey watched it unfold. What did Poch say after that then?
He refused to blame his players. He criticised the performance. He said they made it far too easy for Arsenal, particularly at the start of each half. And in one of his broadcast interviews before he came into the press conference room, he even said that Chelsea gave up at 3-0 down. It's clear he feels that this squad doesn't have enough experience, that it is too young across the board, and it means when difficult days like this come along, they don't know how to deal with it. And, you know, he's another quite telling thing he said in the press conference was that Chelsea don't have the ability to focus on maintaining a level for more than a few days. And he actually classified that as a good thing in this context, because, you know, he said, we go to extremes as a team. When we're bad, we're so bad. But when we're good, we're capable of anything. So he was trying to strike a positive tone, suggesting that Chelsea can actually bounce back from this and give a very different showing of themselves against Aston Villa. But I don't think that note is going to chime with a lot of Chelsea supporters who are becoming increasingly disillusioned. It's a really difficult environment, and Pochettino is trying to put a brave face on it, but there's only so much that he can say, and none of it is likely to be interpreted favourably by a very angry fan base.
And rest assured, the fallout from Arsenal 5, Chelsea 0 will continue on The Athletic. Elsewhere on Tuesday night, Leicester matched Arsenal's scoreline against Southampton.
It's Vardy again! It's Vitello again! It's a hat-trick! They have steamrolled Southampton!
As they strengthened their position at the top of the Championship, they're now 5 points clear of third. So with their significantly superior goal difference, they need just 4 points from their last two games to guarantee an instant return to the Premier League while Southampton prepare for the playoffs. Meanwhile, in Italy, Juventus made it through to the final of the Coppa Italia, despite losing their second leg against Lazio 2-1. Juve threw 3-2 on aggregate. Fiorentina take a 1-0 advantage into their second leg at Atalanta tonight. Okay, now to Liverpool, who take on Everton in the Merseyside derby at Goodison tonight. The main priority is to cut Arsenal's 3-point lead, but Tuesday saw developments regarding Jurgen Klopp's potential successor, with the Feyenoord head coach Arne Slot contacted about the job. Here's our Liverpool reporter James Pearce with more.
Feyenoord's head coach Arne Slot has emerged as a leading candidate in the search for Jurgen Klopp's successor at Liverpool. We know the Dutchman is on the club's shortlist, having satisfied the relevant criteria set during the club's extensive recruitment process, which is being overseen by Fenway Sports Group CEO of football Michael Edwards in tandem with the new sporting director Richard Hughes. Slot led Feyenoord to Dutch Cup glory last weekend and previously masterminded their Eredivisie title triumph in 2022-23 season. In terms of those criteria, been told that certainly the brand of football, high-octane, appeals to Liverpool. His impressive track record of developing young talent also goes in his favour. And the fact that the feeling is that he's kind of exceeded expectations on a relatively small budget in terms of getting Feyenoord competing for trophies on a consistent basis. So it's going to be interesting to see how this one develops. Our information is that there has been some contact. At this stage, it hasn't gone as far as any contact directly between the clubs, and obviously there would have to be an agreement established with Feyenoord, and they are desperate to keep him. You know, he's still got 2 years left on his contract. There is no release clause. So, you know, there would be a compensation fee that needs to be thrashed out. And, you know, all parties at this point, you know, adamant that it's not a done deal, and Liverpool continuing to assess a number of other candidates at the same time. But it's a really interesting one, really, having for so long the focus was on Xabi Alonso. Of course, then he made it clear he was staying put by Leverkusen, and then Ruben Amorim at Sporting became the focus of most people's attention. But Liverpool appear to have moved on from Amorim now, and Slot certainly is now a serious contender to be Klopp's successor.
And there's much more on Liverpool's preparations for the derby tonight on the latest Walk On podcast episode. And any developments on who will succeed Jurgen Klopp will be on The Athletic, of course. As for Everton, they're 5 points clear of the drop zone after their 2-0 win over Nottingham Forest at the weekend and all the controversy that brought. In case you missed it, both Anthony Taylor and VAR Stuart Atwell from that game have been selected to officiate at Euro 2024, just to rub salt into Forest's wounds, who are being investigated by both the FA and Premier League after their post-match statements. Three other Premier League games tonight, Wolves Bournemouth, Palace Newcastle and Manchester United are hosting the bottom club, Sheffield United, with Erik ten Hag calling the criticism of their FA Cup semi-final win over Championship side Coventry a disgrace and embarrassing. You'll remember they were 3-0 up and they were only saved losing 4-3 in the last minute of extra time by a very narrow VAR call before edging it on pens. Either way, ten Hag's position remains uncertain. That's not the case for Unai Emery at Aston Villa. A new deal for the Spaniard, and the story was broken by David Ornstein.
Well, this is a massive boost for Aston Villa Football Club, their head coach Unai Emery extending his contract until the summer of 2027. That ends any speculation over his future for the time being. They're extremely happy, both sides, and that's why they mutually agreed to activate a possibility within his existing contract to go on for one more year. But on top of that, when it gets to the end of this season, they intend to sit down and negotiate a fresh deal altogether that will keep him at the club for even longer, because Villa's hierarchy see him as being the only person that they want to lead them forward. They want him to manage the club for a decade or more in the mould of, say, a Sir Alex Ferguson, an Arsene Wenger, a Pep Guardiola. And they truly believe that Emery can be Aston Villa's own version of Sir Alex Ferguson in terms of longevity, and they would like to think the success as well. So this is a really big piece of news for Villa, broken exclusively on The Athletic on Tuesday afternoon, and they will have their fingers crossed that even better times await as we go forward.
That's all for today's Daily Football Briefing. I've been Adam Leventhal. Your producers were Abby Patterson and Mike Zimmerman, with Ian McIntosh as your executive producer. Michael Bailey will be with you tomorrow. In the meantime, have a great day.
The Athletic.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.